broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I'm going on record, and I'm saying it. Hewlett-Packard computers are racist.
Well, first of all, April, I think you just engaged in a big generalization in terms of how you asked that question.
As the 111th Congress has progressed, I have become increasingly concerned.
Governor, let's get back to the phones and let some callers. We have Barry from D.C. is calling. Go ahead.
Fried pork sausages.
I'm like, oh, snap.
World-famous Phil Hendry show here from the El Pacifico. Well, look at this man a couple of nights before Christmas Eve. And this is the News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about through the looking glass, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, where we tell you about the events of the day, the news of the day, and about yourselves. Is Hewlett-Packard, is the Hewlett-Packard computer racist? You think I'm kidding? There is a question as to the programming that goes into the new Hewlett-Packard, plus a Blue Dog Democrat switches parties and a leaked report details some guy's opinion of what might have caused the death of actress Britney Spears. We will hear this doctor speaking. He's a doctor, and he may be drawing the right conclusion based upon the information he's getting. But if these doctors are so genius when it comes to the death of actors and actresses because of drugs, that, as you will hear this man say, I would like to know why it is we only hear from them when someone dies. Why aren't you guys down at the LAPD spilling your guts on every doctor you know that is illegally prescribing drugs? Why are you not working hand in glove with the LAPD, DEA, and whoever the AMA, anybody else you can think of, to finally, once and for all, get every single doctor in Hollywood arrested, put into a jail cell, and offered an orange jumpsuit and a job cleaning up under the benches during the day, you know? It's a very easy thing, very easy process. Just go to the LAPD. I know this doctor here. All right. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget, we're online and on video and streaming audio every night. You can watch us perform our show as we do that at www.philhendryshow.com. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, you can make comments. You can, sort of talk with Rance and Rodriguez and Bud and Robert. You can do that at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show, and we're on Facebook at Facebook/Phil Hendry. All right, Hewlett-Packard is probing this, and let me explain what this story is, because it's fascinating, and we're going to have Professor Amory Clayton on the line with us here from L.A. Canyon College, who is a professor of Black Studies at Canyon College, to talk with us about this. Hewlett-Packard is investigating a claim. Now, this video, by the way, that was made by a black gentleman named Desi, who purchased this Hewlett-Packard computer and demonstrates what he's talking about, and you will hear the audio of that in just a moment. Hewlett-Packard is investigating a claim that webcams built into its PCs are incapable of tracking the facial movements of black individuals and only function properly when Caucasians or people of other light-skinned races are in the frame. The probe was prompted by a YouTube video in which a man named Desi demonstrates the problem. The camera, which is designed to follow individuals' head movements, fails to track Desi as he moves in and out of the picture. So here is Desi as he is demonstrating this for people. And this was on, as I mentioned, YouTube today. Here he is talking with a coworker as he demonstrates for those watching the video what he's talking about.
My coworker Wanda and I are sitting in front of an HP Media Smart computer. State-of-the-art computer, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
We're using the face tracking software, so it's supposed to follow me as I move. I'm black. I think my blackness is interfering with the computer's ability to follow me. As you can see, I do this. No following. Not really following me. I back up. I get really, really close to try to let the camera recognize me. Not happening.
All right. So Desi then says, for his white friend, the computer's webcam works flawlessly. And here is that.
Now, my white coworker, Wanda, is about to slide into frame. You will immediately see what I'm talking about. Wanda, if you would, please.
Sure.
Now, as you can see, the camera is panning to show Wanda's face. It's following her around. But as soon as my blackness enters the frame, which I will sneak into
my
the frame.
Blackness.
I'm sneaking in. I'm in there.
That's it. It's
and
over.
There we go. It stopped. My hands are here. Wanda, please get back in the frame. Get back in. As soon as white Wanda appears, the camera moves. Black Desi gets in there. Oh, nope. No face recognition anymore, buddy.
Now, Desi claims the computer hates black people.
I'm going on record, and I'm saying it. Hewlett-Packard computers are racist. I said it. Hey, hold on. And the worst part is, I bought one for Christmas. I hope my wife doesn't see this YouTube video, but I bought the same computer, and we can't even use... Look, it's not following me. It's not... Wanda, get back in the frame.
It follows me wherever I go.
I welcome responses to why the HP webcam does not pick up Negroes.
Hey, Hewlett-Packard.
You blew it!
That's what it appears. Anyway, it sounds as if the people in that video are maybe not taking things quite as seriously as some other people may. But you know what? I'm going to talk with Professor Emery Clayton right now. Professor Clayton, as I mentioned, a professor of Black Studies as well as history at L.A. Canyon College. In Southern California. And Professor Clayton, you heard the gentleman talking there on the YouTube video. It sounded to me as if he's having himself, you know, he's having a laugh with a coworker. What do you think?
Well, I think that the gentleman in the video and the white coworker may be having a laugh, as you say, but that does not defer or deter an investigation by Hewlett-Packard, which they are ongoing. Commencing with. So understand that while that young gentleman, that young lady may find this amusing, and they may find it to be perhaps an aberration or something, programming, Hewlett-Packard is investigating. And I think, well, they should, because I will tell you this. I've been in academic life, Mr. Henry, for 35 years, and I have made it my life's calling to make sure that my student, whether it's a white student or a black student, recognizes there has been a record kept and there is a traceable and a very real record of black people in this country and in Western civilization. And if Hewlett-Packard, because they have somebody in research and development that feels there might be too much of a record of black people in our society, and they've decided to make it difficult for individual black people to keep a record of their lives, of their work, their career, their families, then I think that bears looking into. And I'll tell you something. It wouldn't be the first time.
Professor, let me interrupt you. If you don't mind.
It wouldn't be the first time, if you let me finish my point, that there has been an honest, and when I say honest, I mean a forthright effort at eradicating the record, the actual living record of the black man and woman in this hemisphere.
Now, you heard the video, though, Professor. You heard that those two people, two workers, were sort of laughing about this. It doesn't sound like that young man... in that video.
But let me tell you something. Youth is the province of people who can laugh today because there is tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and maybe we can put the problem off and maybe we can deal with it then. But that is the province of youth. The reality is that every time you see an effort being made, see, understand something. As recently as World War II, because you know that there has been an effort by the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, to award to black soldiers Congressional Medal of Honor and the Silver Star and other battlefield commendation that they were denied because the official history of World War II was going to be expunged of any mention of African Americans. Now, if this young man who you played on the video here, if he thinks that's funny, I say to him, keep your eyes open, brother, and keep your ears open over the next few weeks, because Hewlett-Packard is conducting an investigation, and I would not be surprised if I find that there are research and development people at Hewlett-Packard who want to continue this effort of expunging and eradicating and otherwise denying to future generations the very existence of the African-American man and woman in Western civilization.
All right, I got to interrupt you here because you're making a claim that there's somebody, and first of all, you need to explain this. How is it that by developing a camera that doesn't track black people, which was very easily identified by this young man and his coworker, how is this eradicating the record of black people?
It's eradicating. Let me tell you something. It's eradicating. I have to tell you, because I think that you're a good man, Mr. N. I've had you. You've been on my program many times, but I have to explain certain things to you, like I have to explain to a lot of white people. That's very self-evident to anybody who's black and has had their eyes open all of their lives. And to eradicate the record of black people, the first thing you do is you begin to interfere with the modern interactive and new media record, which is being kept by every American, and they keep that by way of their video cameras and their webcams and this kind of thing. That is the new historical record keeper. That is the new documentarian of society. And when you don't allow black people to use a webcam in the same fashion that white people use it, you are saying, and saying, I think, rather boldly, we will do what we can to keep any record of the existence, of the effort, of the achievement, of the struggle of black people in this society from ever seeing the light of day to future generations.
All right. How do you know this isn't just a problem, sir?
And let me say one other thing. I have a great many white students that I every day try to instill this idea in. And it takes weeks, if not months, and in some cases it never happens that they ever get it. And I wonder if there's a webcam out there, and I say this facetiously, but I wonder if there's a webcam out there that can make some of my white students a little bit brighter, as long as they got one that'll knock a brother from recording himself. And
all right, sir, I got to interrupt you. How do you know this isn't just a problem with the software itself?
Say that again.
How do you know this isn't just a problem with the camera, with its ability to pick up light and dark, maybe in the tracking device itself?
I don't know, but I'm telling you that Hewlett-Packard is so concerned with this, they've launched an internal investigation. I find that very serious, and I will tell you something else. People that are buying Hewlett-Packard, people that are purchasing the Hewlett-Packard product, are essentially enabling a large corporation to practice this kind of subterfuges, if you ask my opinion. Those in your audience supporting racism against blacks by endorsing the HP computer product should think again.
You've already decided that they're racist.
I'm saying that people should think again if they are purchasing or supporting the Hewlett-Packard product until all the facts are in.
But until all the facts are in, shouldn't we keep from calling them racist?
We've said, listen, this is a code that black people, we understand the code. You don't understand the code. The code is very clear here. I get it. Here's some monkey. Here's another monkey. Here's a banana image. Here's this. Here's that. Here we go. Here's a Hewlett-Packard camera that just so happens it don't track black people. So a black man's got to stand still. You think HP stands for Hewlett-Packard? I said this, and I was only half kidding to my class today when I said, how do you know it doesn't stand for hate porch monkey? How do you know?
Oh, come on.
Well, I was half kidding, but I think if it is proven that that's what they are doing, I think HP from here on out will stand for hate porch monkey. And I say that understanding very, very clearly what American industry has done to the black man and woman in this country.
All right, hold the line here. Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College, professor of African Studies, African-American Studies, Urban Studies, talking about Hewlett-Packard and a probe as to whether their webcam, which does not track the movement of black people, only white people, is somehow intentionally using a racist piece of software, as if somebody in R&D put it in there on purpose. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with your phone calls and more from Professor Emory Clayton. Later on, Ted Bell and the manger controversy in Beverly Hills here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Keep your eye on that Hewlett-Packard because that porch monkey. hell are you when I get out of here?
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Professor Emory Clayton on the line with me from L.A. Canyon College on the Hewlett-Packard webcam that allegedly only records or tracks. It's a camera. Understand, folks, that it's a camera that supposedly will move with your movement, so it makes another person holding the camera unnecessary. If you are recording yourself, you can move about the room and the camera will follow you. There was one person using it who said that it was not tracking him because of his black skin. Hewlett-Packard is taking these statements, these charges, if you will, seriously. They posted a blog Sunday indicating the company is taking the claim seriously, investigating if technical issues are behind the problem. Hewlett-Packard went on to say, quote, "Everything we do is focused on ensuring that we provide a high-quality experience for all of our customers who are ethnically diverse and work around the world. That's why when issues surface..."
Tim, I want to comment on that, if I could.
Hold on. Let me just finish this, Professor. When issues surface, we take them seriously and work hard to understand the root causes. Go ahead.
You have research and development people at Hewlett-Packard, and you have research and development people at these different companies. These are Asian people. You get these Asians working together in a laboratory or in some room where they all get together and work on research and development. And it does not surprise me that there might be an effort by many of these Asians to, and I'm not talking about American-born now. We have so many of these foreign-born that they're trying to eradicate the record of the black man because they think they are all of this, having built the Transcontinental Railroad. Well, let me tell you something, my friends. We built a lot more than the Transcontinental Railroad. And you are not going to wipe out the record of the black man, the Black Panther Tank Division in World War II.
All right, let's not get into that, man, because you don't know that that's true.
It would not surprise me in the least, my friend. And this is why I want answers, and I want answers today. I want answers yesterday as to why this is and to why Hewlett-Packard did not know of it and had to be informed of it by guess who? A black man whose money they took, but whose picture they can't take with their webcam.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL, talking with Professor Emory Clayton. Here is Tony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emory Clayton, talking about Hewlett-Packard and the webcam claim. Go ahead, sir.
You know what really surprised me about this whole thing? Well, actually, it doesn't surprise me. But do you really honestly think that Hewlett-Packard is not in business to make money off of everybody? That's why they go into this. Bottom line of it, we've been doing this crap for a long time.
You understand, sir, that Hewlett-Packard uses research and development people, the software which is developed by these people. These executives at Hewlett-Packard don't care as long as there is a piece of software that's purchased that is going to get some conversation going. So if they put out a piece of software that only tracks a white man,
and people start talking
about it, then everybody, you and I are talking about it, and that means the name Hewlett-Packard is on the lips of every white man at least, and they'll go out and buy it, and they've got some free advertising.
You're saying this is done intentionally to get Hewlett-Packard talked about?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, there's cynical ways in which industry. Well, you have no indication that's not true. I have indication that there is a camera.
You don't have any indication that it's true.
I most certainly do. I've got a camera that only tracks a white man.
Let's just screw over the black guy because we don't want their money.
I'm not using your white man perspective. I'm telling you there's a black man who's got proof. He has proof, and he put it on YouTube today.
Okay. Well, let's...
What proof? What proof have you got?
Okay, here's the bottom line of it. I'm a Creole. I'm a Cajun. You know what I mean?
That means you're white. That means you're white.
No, that means I'm a mixed person. You don't know anything about Creole people, apparently.
I know. The bottom line of it is white people.
Is that Hewlett-Packard?
You ain't never been kept from a lunch counter because you're Creole. I know that. I bet you look just like a white man.
All right, let's look. I'm running out of time here.
I watched one of my best friends who was in the Marine Corps with me, who is
You look like a...
Be disrespectful.
What does that mean you look like? Do you look like Jimmy Smits? Is that what you look like? Because when you say a Creole, that's the only thing I can think of is Jimmy Smits.
Jimmy Smits, he's Hispanic.
Same difference.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Creole. I like the food, though.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, if you want to know what to give somebody for Christmas, the perfect Christmas gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your house for yourself is a backstage pass to our website, $6.95 a month. It's just a piece of change for 6 months. I think $29.95 for 6 months. Well, that wouldn't be right. Yes. And then for the full year, $54.95, a full year of backstage pass membership. And you can get it at our website, philhenryshow.com. And you can watch, or the Phil Hendry fan in your house can watch the live streaming video and audio and all of the stuff that we offer. We have Professor Emery Clayton on the line with us. We're talking about Hewlett-Packard looking into claims by at least one customer who posted these claims online at YouTube that the Hewlett-Packard computer, the software that they use in their new webcam only tracks white faces. Is it possible that there is a racist intent behind this? You've stopped just short of saying there is, Professor Clayton, but you just told me a story off the air that I think you need to repeat.
I'm very happy to repeat the story if you want me to. I'm very happy to.
Because this has to do with one of your students, right?
It has to do. Look, I'm a professor of African-American studies, African studies, as well as American history at L.A. Canyon College. As such, I'm going to be conducting classes in which note-taking is essential, as it is in every class, and students come in with laptop computers. Yesterday morning, a young lady walked into my classroom with a Hewlett-Packard 17-inch screen on this laptop computer she's very proud of, and I'm very happy to tell you that I walked over to that young woman's computer. I picked it up out of her lap, and I walked over to the window, three floors up my class is over a parking lot that borders Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles, California, and I threw it out that window and watched as it hit the asphalt below. And I did not stop watching until I was sure that the pieces had scattered fully and that it hit with such a thud. The screen, the keyboard, all the guts of this thing came flying out. And
now, did you offer to buy that girl a new computer?
I'm not tenured. I don't have that kind of money. Let me tell you, my students, and this young lady didn't have a sense that God gave a billy goat. If she looked in the news, she knew what the news was saying about Hewlett-Packard. I sent her home to her parents in Beverly Hills where they can buy her a new computer. But I will tell you that...
So you picked up a student's Hewlett-Packard computer not knowing whether the story is true or not.
Whether the story is true or not is not the point when it comes to people coming into my classroom with a computer made by a company that could very well have Asians or some other people internally that think it's funny as they grin putting together a webcam that only tracks the white face. You talk about me, Biner. I am not a tenured professor. I don't have the kind of money some of these suckers at UCLA or USC have got. I'm simply trying to get the truth out that Hewlett-Packard may be trying to eradicate the very record of my people in this hemisphere, in this wilderness called North America.
All right. I think that this is it's a very extreme reaction, if you'll forgive me, to a...
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
To a story that we don't really know the end result of yet. 877-876-PHIL. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I heard you make that comment about that Creole. Do you honestly think for 1 minute that you know what you're talking about? Really? I mean,
Creole people are past as white
man,
people.
What?
Suzanne Malveaux is CNN. CNN, she looked like a white woman to me. They're trying to tell me she's black. She's not black. She don't look black to me.
She claims...
Have you been drinking?
Brother, that is a very cheap way of making an argument.
You wouldn't be on this radio show talking the way you talk.
That is a very cheap way of making an argument, brother. Why, don't ask me what I'm drinking or not. Look, present your case.
If you are a professor of black study, African-American study, like you say you was, you would know Creole people are mixed between French and black people. If you knew that. But see,
I'm saying
you just somebody that's probably on the radio claiming that.
Let me explain something to you, brother. That white man that just called in Alabama.
What university?
I graduated from. You want to let me answer that question? I graduated from Morehouse. I got my doctorate at Howard University.
I graduated from Morehouse University
in 1974. I don't care what you believe.
Up on your African American studies,
what?
You are.
You don't even know how to speak English. You don't even know how to speak English without fracturing the grammar.
English, buddy.
No, you don't.
You guys are talking over each other.
No, that's all right, Phil. This brainwashed brother who thinks that this white man that called me.
I tell you what you do. You go start reading. You need to sit down and read.
Tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing.
Autobiography.
You need to sit down and read. Out of the jungle, out of the darkness, I'm hearing a whole bunch of dialogue.
I can't understand
it. You didn't even make one thing.
You know, listen to this brainwashed brother knock one of his black brothers down.
Come on, hold on for a minute.
Both of you guys, hold on for a minute. Nobody can hear anything, okay? Now, this gentleman is saying that Creole people are indeed black people.
That man that called from Alabama was a white man, as sure as God made green apples. And if this black man doesn't know that, and if you think I'm going to sit there and buy that man, I don't understand why you let a white man call up.
All right, so your point is that the caller was white? Your point is the caller was white?
That man was a white man that called you.
All right, so he was a white man. John here is saying that you're a fraud.
I don't care what this young man is saying, because obviously this young man, if you've been inside a college, do you even know what a university looks like? Do you even know what a college football stadium looks like? You've never even seen a college football game.
Hold on.
See, that's
the argument, Professor. You sound like just another Jeremiah Wright or one of these old school...
Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
This young man has never even seen a college football game, let alone step inside a university. I don't know why he's telling me where I have been. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Tennessee State University. I graduated in 1992 from high school.
Brother, you're command of the English language. You sound like Butterfly McQueen.
Thank you very much.
You sound just like Butterfly McQueen and Gone with the Wind.
You spread hate. I don't even understand. What are you talking about? Really, I don't.
That's because you got to get educated and know what's going on in the world. You don't even understand what's going on in the world today.
All right, look. The story is. I'll explain it, John. This is Phil. The story is Emory. Okay. The story is Hewlett Packard. There's one gentleman who says that Hewlett Packard's webcam only tracks white people.
Yeah, and this brother doesn't even know about that. This college-educated brother.
Yeah, well, there's a story here that this man bought a webcam. He bought a Hewlett Packard webcam.
Okay.
And he's actually made this claim that it does not track black people because it's a camera you can use so that when you move from one side to the other, the camera will follow you and you don't need a person holding on to it. Hewlett Packard is apparently taking the claim seriously enough to investigate them.
And they're going to find an Asian in research and development that's trying to make us look like monkeys.
Are you saying that this guy Hewlett Packard had made a camera that every time a white person move around and it moves with him? That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
But the black person, it doesn't track black people.
But see, this young brother calls up, and he's trying to tell me what's going on.
I'm not going to even address it.
All right, I appreciate you.
Seem like some superstitious myth.
Yeah, it, well, they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brian. You're on with Professor Emery Clayton. The story is Hewlett-Packard with this camera, and they're looking into it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that guy, he's got a pair on him, doesn't he?
Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I'm right here.
Are you there? Okay, yes. Turn your radio down, and let's get going, babe.
My radio isn't on. This professor is the epitome of racism in and of itself. He doesn't even like his own people if they're not enough like him. I don't understand where he gets off saying that everything is a conspiracy against him.
Where do I get off? I've got over 200 years of proof that there have been conspiracies against us. Is that enough proof, or do you need another 200 years?
Are you referring to slavery? No, I'm not.
I'm referring to everything that and everything after that, from putting black men in jail for crimes they didn't commit, pulling people over because they're black and they don't look right in the neighborhood, you name it, blue lining them for loans for homes, you name it, every kind of outrage has been committed even after slavery. So do I need to remind this man that they killed civil rights workers? And now we've got Hewlett-Packard trying to make us into the HP, hate them porch monkeys.
Oh, well, you knock it off. I don't like that porch monkey thing. Okay. Go ahead, Brian.
Slaves were purchased from Africans who enslaved other Africans. First,
I just told you that I wasn't talking about that.
Secondly, the other situation
I just told you
class situations, not racial, because the Hispanics and whites and everything else in the same communities have the same problems with profiling, being held down, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, white people got no problem with profiling. I don't know what you're sniffing, but use a different can of paint, man, because there ain't no white profiling going on.
Well,
secondly, who bought the slaves? The white people were happy to buy them slaves, too.
All right. I don't think you're letting this gentleman say anything.
Well, this guy's coming up with all this slavery stuff. Let me tell you something. When the slaves come to America, there were whites in Africa selling the slaves already. There were no black people down there selling. The whites went down and brokered. They had brokerage agencies where the whites would broker out slaves. Yeah.
What do you mean they'd broker it out?
This guy's talking about blacks selling slaves. There were no black people sold slaves.
The Irish couldn't even work.
They were drinking so much. Nobody used an Irishman as a slave because he was drinking too much. So you couldn't use an Irishman for any kind of work, you know.
Too much
All right, okay. Thank you very much. What do you mean they had a brokerage agency? Thanks for your call, sir. 877. What is that supposed to mean?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
When a white man went down to Africa, there were blacks who had brokerage agencies, but they wasn't selling. They were basically saying, okay, what do you need? And
there were blacks with slave brokerage agencies.
Yeah, it's just like they got today. The problem was, obviously, they were doing their business the same way these guys are doing business today, with a mortgage meltdown. But they had a slave meltdown. Oh, yeah, they had a slave meltdown.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Professor Emery Clayton here about the Hewlett-Packard webcam. Well, we'll find out. They've got a investigation going on. The Hewlett-Packard webcam, the new webcam that at least in the instance of one customer is some kind of a racist camera that only tracks white faces. It will not work the way it's supposed to when a black person is using it. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wait a minute, where's the host of the show? I got something to say.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we talk tonight with Professor Emery Clayton about the story here on the Hewlett-Packard webcam. This is a camera, a new webcam that tracks the movements of people that use it so that you don't need a second person who is holding the camera. And Professor Clayton is saying that because this camera somehow with a dysfunctional software is only tracking white faces, you're saying there's a very good chance that it's racist.
I don't know what country you live. I do know you're a white man. I will I will take that into account, that you have not experienced the 200-plus years of conspiracy to eradicate and wipe from the historical record the very existence of the black man. Now, over the commercial break, you were talking to me about black history. You told me some things that I didn't know. I need to tell you something. As much as I appreciate that, it's insulting to a black man when a white man knows more about black history than he does. You're telling me about Malcolm X. You're telling me about the 762.
If I know about it...
If you know more about black history than a black man, you should just be quiet. And when he brings something up, act as if, oh, I didn't know that. And so that you don't insult him and degrade him. And
did I degrade you when I told you that the 762 was commended by Patton?
I didn't know that Patton even knew those black men existed.
He talked to them.
I'm going to double-check that. And if that's true, then I'm going to have to ask for an apology from you. Because
I brought it up?
Not because you brought it. Boy, you don't get it, do you? Because you brought it up in a way that made me feel like an ass. And that's the way white people have been trying to make us feel for years.
I'm not trying to make you feel anything. I just thought that I would bring it up. That's all.
And listen to your I didn't dig it up. You sound, you're trying to get the sympathy of the audience. And you want everybody to turn against me because they think I'm just some crazy lunatic with an afro and a goatee. And I used to be a member of some Angela Davis support group. But let me tell you something. Maybe I was, but I don't wear no afro anymore. I live in America, and it's America that I address tonight.
Well, let me just hold on for a second. Hey, what a speech.
You're a real smartass, aren't you?
Well, I mean, come on. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jeff here, calling in from Greenville, North Carolina tonight. Jeff, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
Yes, my comment is to the professor, actually. I've been listening to you, and it is astonishing to me to actually listen to another African-American spew out such hatred when there is absolutely no basis. It is just a computer program that has, one, if you understand anything about programming, because I program computers, so if you understand anything about programming, the computer picks up on differentiating styles and different lighting. So if an African-American person is standing behind a background that is actually darker, they're not going to pick it up.
Don't you think they'd have developed the software, brother, that they would know that? Don't you think they'd have black customers?
Okay. What you have done over the course of the last probably 30 minutes to an hour is actually done nothing but stunt the growth of the conversation that actually needs to be held in America concerning racial relations. There are legitimate issues, and a lot of them are still prevalent today, regardless of the fact that an African-American is going to elect the president. But when you make the comments that you make, it takes away from the conversation that actually needs to be made. So you're actually defeating the purpose.
I asked you a question that you did not have the answer to. I said,
I'm sorry, go
don't
ahead.
Don't you think Hewlett-Packard knows that they have potentially a large black customer base and that their camera, the software of which
certainly
they developed, would accommodate for that?
Certainly they do. But don't you also know that there are millions of products that are put out every day that have glitches? Everything is not a conspiracy. And that's the way that you make it sound. And that is why white America looks at the typical black person like you're acting now. And says, well, I don't want to hear anything they have to say because everything is something directed at the black person to denigrate them or to keep them from having their own piece of America to call their own. That's fair.
And I will take that under advisement coming from another young man of color. But what bothers me is when a white man like Phil Henry that I'm talking with tonight is telling me all about the 762 and all of this that I didn't know nothing about.
Well, so what if I did?
Why do you know more about black history than I do?
To me, when I heard that comment, and I heard you talking to Phil, when I heard that comment, it didn't anger me. It actually made me feel okay. because that tells me that it's not just considered African American history, it's actually considered American history. Or it
it's American history.
What do you mean American history? Didn't you tell me, Henry, that something about how Patton said they were the best tankmen he had?
He did. He made that comment at the end of the war.
Why didn't I know? See, you, a white man telling me that degrades me. And this man knows what I mean. When a white man's got to tell you about black history, don't you feel as if you might as well have been tied to a whipping post? You do feel that way, don't you?
What are you talking about?
It doesn't make me feel as if I've been tied to a whipping post, but
you
it
don't
does
feel
make me
like
feel
that white man is playing you alive.
Research.
God, jeez, man. You know, all I did was I brought up a couple of things. I said that, and I said something about the... I forget what it was.
Yeah, you forget, don't you?
Well, do you remember?
No, I don't, because I don't want to remember anything you tell me about black history.
Yeah, well, that's great. Anyway, thank you very much, Johnny. Phil Henry's show coming back. We got Ted Bell later on in the show.
Phil Henry.